Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven, stay driven.
May 2nd, it is Big Daddy's Hard Talk Volume 19, and I have a special guest host calling in today, my buddy, my little sister, my compadre, my family, my right hand, Felicia Brown.
What's up, everybody? Happy to be here.
She's subbing in for Trudy tonight. Trudy has work issues, and she was actually still going to call in, but I decided to give her the night off, which is cool. So, Felicia, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. You know, I just want to say that Faye will be back, but, you know, I'm fun, too, and easy on eyes as well, so... don't be sending me, you know, hate mail. We want Trudy. She will be back, everybody. My weekend was good. I actually went on a date. Proud of myself. But, yeah, it was good. I missed part of the pay-per-view, which was, you know, kind of hard for me because I'm a big, big wrestling fan. But I can still talk about it. So how was your weekend?
Okay. Okie doke. So we're going to do this commercial block first, and then we're going to get into the WWE pay-per-view, which I thought was pretty good. I thought it was pretty solid. There was an injury that went on, but we'll talk about all that when we come back. We're going to take this first commercial break for Big Daddy's Hard Talk Volume 19.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember... $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our Wacky Stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back.
Yes, sir.
And we're back, Big Daddy's Hard Talk. Excuse me. Volume 19. We're going to get into WWE pay-per-view last night called Payback. And their next pay-per-view is May 20th, the Extreme Rules. The pre-show first match was Dolph Ziggler against Byron Corbin. Seen it once, seen it a million times. I feel like Byron Corbin should have stayed in NXT a little longer. Not saying he's a bad worker. I think he's great. I just think they had enough of them coming up. And I don't want to see him getting the silly feuds with Dolph Ziggler and the rest of the mid-card just yet. Build him up a little bit more before you throw him out there, because I don't want to see him mid-card that quickly. Ziggler, same stuff, different match is what it is. Ziggler wins with a roll-up, which I thought was silly. So hopefully by Extreme Rules, they give them a little bit more to do. Next match, the kickoff show was against Ryback, which for the most part, Kalisto put Ryback on his back and counted. Ryback didn't do that bad. But again, see one Ryback match, you've seen 100 of them, and Kalisto did what he could. It wasn't bad. It told a story. So, you know, they're trying to build Kalisto to be the next Rey Mysterio. We'll see where it goes. The pay-per-view started off with a tag match, and it was Enzo and Big Cass against the Valve Villains. And it started off really tight. Like I said, you know, it was really it started off with the New Day coming in and doing their usual stick. And then they were actually sitting out there at ringside eating pizza and eating popcorn and sipping soda. I thought it was hilarious watching these two young tag teams go at it. And midway through the match, that's when the injury happened. Enzo went flying out of the ring. He hit his head on the ring rope and kind of jarred his neck. And when he fell out of the ring, the first thing I thought to myself was like, wow, he's selling the hell out of that. Like, wait a minute, he's not moving. And then when I seen and this is a shame that they went to this a little bit too much, but I saw the referee throw up the X sign. When you see a referee throw up an X sign, in a match, that means that the wrestler is hurt. But I've seen them do that, and then all of a sudden, Super Cena comes back charging back stronger than ever. But Enzo wasn't moving. So that match ended. That was it. Once he wasn't moving, and Cass came around, and you see the one Valve Villain, Simon Gotch come over to pick him up. And then the ref was like, nah, you know, this kid's really out. So the match stopped right there. And it was like, wow. We have a caller, so I'm going to pass the caller through real quick. My man George is going on. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, brother? How you doing? How you doing, Trudy?
She's not here tonight. Sorry, you got to deal with me, George.
Who's that?
It's Felicia Brown.
Oh, I apologize. Miss Brown, I'll talk to you. I can't talk to my boy right there because he's on probation again. He know what he did.
I heard about that last week. I heard about that last week. He gets in trouble with me a lot too, so I feel you.
Hey, Big Daddy, I like how you saw the question I just asked on my Facebook, which was scarier, right?
That was funny.
And I just looked at it and I said, God, Little Kim do look like that doll from the Saw movie, right? But I.
But, I've never seen someone get that much plastic surgery to look worse.
Exactly.
Than what they did. I didn't think she was an ugly girl to start with. And, you know, I have no beef with plastic surgery if you want to get something removed, something enhanced, whatever. That's your business. But in her case, it's like, when do you stop?
It might be an addiction, man. Who knows, man? But she got the money for it. So, I mean, like, some people are addicted to that, man. I just don't get it. But
it was
like, no, that thing
it
was
the last picture. I'm sorry. I was like, oh my God. The last picture I saw of her, I was like, oh my God. Like, she didn't even look the same. When you're picking up there in heaven right now, probably looking at her like, what the hell is she doing?
Yeah, remember when she was in that that cowboy movie?
Gang of Roses.
Yeah, her, Lisa Ray, all them fine women in there. And she was the one having sex all the time. So it's kind of crazy. But no, I saw that show last night, and I saw Enzo's bump, and I thought he broke his neck first, because you see he hit the rope, then he hit the mat, and then he hit the floor.
Yeah.
And I thought he broke his neck, but then when I saw his head twitching, I was like, oh, no, it ain't his neck. So I told my boy, me and my boy was watching, I was like, nah, he got a concussion. That's a bad concussion, which is worse, because one bad concussion can end it all for you still.
Yeah, so I hope that, you know, he was released last night. So I don't think it was that bad. It's just they have to be cautious with that. So hopefully he'll be back in the ring.
They did say it was a bad concussion. They said it was severe concussion, wasn't what they said.
Mm.
So if you had severe concussion,
they got a baby, things like that.
Yeah, you got. I mean, you probably hold him out for like a month, probably. You know.
And this is, you know, this is the problem with like the KFAB and the social media, because what is his name? Kevin Owens tweeted that picture.
Yes.
Of Enzo and Kaz, and Enzo was standing up, and Owens was smiling, and I'm like, okay.
Because
as soon as I saw it, that was the first thing I thought to myself. I'm like, here's big bad Kevin Owens, who just got there kicking ass and taking names, in the emergency room with his buddy smiling, taking a funny picture. Like, come on, man.
But you gotta give it up
back in the day.
But you gotta give it up to like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn anyway, because their match after the incident, it kind of took your mind off, you know, off Enzo a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it did.
Because
the whole arena got quiet after that happened, so they had to bring them back up, and they really did a good job. They tore the building down. But
yeah, second best of the night.
Yeah,
second best.
They really, the main event was good. Have a great chemistry anyway. They have
a great
chemistry with one another anyway, so it was going to be good.
It was just good build up.
Right after that happened, Michael Cole has to know how to just deal with adversity a little bit better, because you could tell whenever he shook.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what to say. There was periods of quietness. JBL doesn't think quick enough to cover it. Byron Saxton is a waste of skin. Like, move him somewhere else.
But you know what? But you know how quiet everybody got? It kind of took me back all the way back to the Owen Hart incident. Remember how quiet they was that night, too, after he fell all the way down from the ceiling, you know? And I thought, and I agree with you with Byron Saxton, but I thought Byron Saxton was going to get powerbombed that ring. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I thought Kevin Owens was going to powerbomb him. So I was upset that he didn't, you know, but, you know, oh well.
By the way, Byron Saxton was acting, you thought that Kevin Owens was going to beat him up or something, but he didn't. Yeah. And say, well, the whole rest of the time, JBL is throwing shots at Byron Saxton. I'm like, they should have him say something back or do something back, or he has to get some type of backbone because he's taking all these shots from JBL and nobody's saying anything. Like, he's like, okay, screw it. But he just keeps taking, like, how often are you going to kick the retarded kid before the retarded kid swings back at you?
Yeah, well, also one more thing I have to ask you, man, and I know you probably talked about before I was calling in, but I really need to hear about, do you think any guys may be like, I guess maybe Apollo Creed Apollo Crews, oh goodness. He could probably be maybe a first time ever black world champ.
That's a good one. I like Apollo Crews, and I would love to see that, but I don't know how much Vince would like to see it. Like, yeah. Crews would actually have to, he'd have to Daniel Bryan his way up. You understand what I'm saying? Because he's jacked, but he's still small. That guy's just short. And Vince has a mole, like a cookie cutter style mole. All his guys have to be 6'4", 6'5", 275 pound monsters, and this, that, and the fourth. And this kid's not like that. Mm-hmm. This kid is extremely strong for his size. He can jump
athletic
out of the building. His matches are actually good, but you have to ask me that question again in about 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. If he could, go through the test of time, win a couple of titles, have a couple of good feuds, and then I would say, if he could continue to win the crowd over, then I'll say, okay, yeah, he's a good pick. He's a guy that should hold that title.
I think he might have, like, Bobby Lashley syndrome, too, you know? Like, he'd have to work on his mic skills a little bit more, too. That's how you win the crowd a lot, too, so.
Yeah.
But, is dominated, of course, like white Samoan, of course, like Asian, stuff like that, or even, like you say, Hispanic people from – from Luchador stuff like that. So, I mean, like, maybe that's what Vince is looking at it like that. You know what I mean? And it's sad. It's sad.
If we had a black president, we could have one black heavyweight champion that's not mixed with anything. Even our president was mixed with something. I'm just saying, like, just purely African-American that could carry, carry your belt and carry your company. And,
not just
for
24 hours.
A short period of time, I actually give him a run. Because you had, and I keep saying this, Titus O'Neil was the perfect person who could have possibly done it. But they didn't want to put that on him because I don't know what beef Vince has with him, but he's the perfect size. He was great with the kids. He doesn't get into trouble because he's a family man. He's good enough where put this word right in there. He's a nice enough nigga that you could put him with your Disney characters and have your families come visit Disney and see Titus O'Neil and his family. So he's a safe enough nigga you could put that on him, but he can't hold the strap. He can't hold the IC strap. He can't hold the U.S. strap.
Well, Shelton Benjamin was like that, too. I thought Shelton Benjamin had a shot. You couldn't find anybody who put in all that much work for a Money in the Bank ladder matches, sacrifice all, his body for all that stuff, and you can't even tell me the best you can give him was make him an Intercontinental Champion or U.S. Champion. Come on, man. Same thing. You could say the same thing about Kofi, too, So,
The only problem with Shelton Benjamin was he couldn't talk to him. He couldn't talk to nothing. And that's why they really couldn't get him over the hump like they wanted to because they liked him, but he really couldn't talk. But he was a workhorse. And then even when they put the comedian with him to act as though she was his mother, which is just dumb, because everybody knew that chick was a comedian.
I knew it, too.
It's just really, yeah, everybody knew it. You just really couldn't get it over. And Kofi had a decent run, but Randy Orton killed Kofi's run when they were shooting back and forth. I want to say 08. It might have been 09. I want to say 08, maybe 07. When they
with the race car, right?
Kofi, yeah, with the race car stuff. Kofi missed a spot and Randy blasted him out in the middle of the race. They went in the back and bitched about him. The next thing you know, that was the end of Randy and Kofi. And Kofi's been doing stupid stuff ever since. Now, Kofi is having a hell of a run now. But, you know, mad respect for the New Day because these Negroes are white hot. And eventually you're going to have to break them up, but not now. Like, keep them together as long as you can. I would ride that to the wheels fall off.
Well, yeah,
I would ride the whole thing to the wheels fall off.
Exactly. And I mean, they quickly got rid of League of Nations thing. You know, that didn't last too long either. You know what I mean? And
because
I saw the interview.
And then they try to compare them to the Horsemen. I'm like, no. You can't compare these characters to the Horsemen.
No,
they couldn't lace the Horsemen boot. They couldn't clean up the Horsemen poop.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, one last thing, and I'll let you guys go. Do you think Hulk Hogan will get his job back? And if he does get his job back, I think he'll be a second time. I guess he'll be a second time Hall of Famer because NWO, just the three original guys. Do you think that will go down?
The NWO has to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. It has to happen. And Linda McMahon said out of her own mouth, never say never. So, of course, he'll get his job back. So they might let another year go past, maybe even two. But eventually, you have to put the NWO into the Hall of Fame. And, Hogan to be back.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's sad because, like I said, they try to say, oh, they fire him because racial comments, but they bring them all back anyway. You know what I'm saying? I mean, remember,
exactly.
It was Michael Hayes. Michael Hayes did the same thing. He called Mark Henry a nigga. And he never got fired for it. He just got, like, a little fine or something. So I was just like, I'd rather send you home. You don't want to get Mark Henry angry anyway. So
he actually said, Mark, I'm more nigga than you are. So he called himself a nigga, as long as he called Mark Henry a nigga, but he still said the word nigga.
he should have said it when his car was on his car. So I mean, I don't know. You know, they should put the NWO in there. And Hulk Hogan will be a two-time. I don't know. It's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy.
They
but like
did
I
it
said,
with
Larry,
you got to do it with Hogan.
Yeah, I'm still looking for Finn Balor to pop up. So hopefully we'll see tonight. Say it again?
Tonight. We'll see what happens tonight.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
I was looking for him last night. But, somebody said he had a rematch clause with Joe.
Joe's going to kill him.
Yes, he does.
He does? I think that's dumb.
Think
why take the strap off him so quick at a house show if he has a rematch clause? Like, I don't understand.
Because, Joe's going to go over on him again in front of everybody.
Well, no. They said, I think they said the next show, ain't Eric Young going to fight Samoa Joe?
I think they did say the next taping, but Finn Balor does have a rematch clause, and I think it might be their next takeover show, which I don't know what it is. But
I thought they said Eric Young.
No. That's why he's going to be on the house show. Eric Young ain't working. He ain't do that much yet to actually get a shot at no title. So it's going to be Samoa Joe, Finn Balor one more time, and that's when Samoa Joe goes over on him clean again on TV. So everybody can see it, and then that's when you see Finn move his way up to the main roster.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm looking forward to tonight, brother, and I'm looking forward to Extreme Rules. That's my second favorite pay-per-view. You know, of course, Royal Rumble's my first, but I love Extreme Rules, man. So I'm definitely going to check it out tonight, brother, all right?
All right, brother, man. Good talking to you as usual.
No problem. Even though we're talking cordial, you still on probation regardless, all right? You know what I mean? Ain't going to be no, the jello and all that stuff. That's out the window.
You're wrong.
All right, man. Y'all have a good night, man. You know, I number love and respect for you guys.
Thanks for calling.
Good night.
Too, bro.
No problem.
Always good to hear from my man, George. That's my buddy.
Faithful.
The faithful caller. What was I at? Oh, Enzo got injured during the match. It ended pretty much, you know, right then and there. So we still don't know who the number one contenders is. Most likely it's going to be the Valor Villains now. You know, so it is what it is. I would have liked to know who actually was going to go over in that match if Enzo doesn't get hurt.
Right.
I'm curious.
I love those two. I hope, like, this, you know, it doesn't hurt Enzo and Cass moving up, because I think, you know, those are the two best tag teams in NXT. I love them both. I think their gimmicks are gold. You know, I was actually surprised that they didn't have, like, the contenders match at the beginning of the show and then the actual tag championship match at the end of the show. So it was kind of weird that New Day wasn't even on the card, but I guess they're saving that for another pay-per-view.
They probably, because, you know, it's like, we had said, Extreme Rules is in 3 weeks. So you can afford to let these big girls sit out one pay-per-view. They'll probably back right Extreme Rules anyway.
And that's another
so
thing. There's too many pay-per-views, you know? Like, you get an injury like that, you got two pay-per-views in a month. You know, what does that do? It's way too many pay-per-views. No stories are being built. No time to build a story. The suspense is not there because there's too many pay-per-views.
And I totally agree with you. Excuse me. And I'm going to get back on that point. I'm going to put a pin in that right now, because I'm going to go back on that point.
Yes, put a pin in it.
There's something that Art Anderson has said during their table of three that I want to bring up about that. So I'm going to go back to that.
Yes.
The match after that was the, we had said it, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn tore the building down as usual. A lot of good spots. Of course, Kevin Owens goes over. Then he berates Byron Saxton. And then he sits out and does commentary during the match, going into the next match with The Miz versus Cesaro, which was a decent match. It really was. Cesaro is one hell of a worker. And call me a mark, I like The Miz with Maurice. I like them two together as far as, like, the whole Hollywood thing. And, you know, she's not candy, so it is what it is. And The Miz needed that help because he was on his way back down. Now you can make somewhat of a run with him, with her, you know, building him up. So it was a decent match. It ended with this, with a roll-up, with The Miz rolling up Cesaro when Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn interfered in the middle of that one because Kevin Owens is out there running his mouth. Sami Zayn ran back down, and they started fighting, and then they stumbled back into the ring. The ref got distracted, and then that's when The Miz rolled him up, which went into the next match, which would be your boy, your baby daddy, Dean Ambrose and Chris Jericho.
Yes.
It was a fairly decent match. And when I thought it went longer than what it had to, Jericho tweeted today that he's done. So I think that was his blow-off match. And if that was the blow-off match and he's gone now, Jericho, be gone.
Yeah,
if that's
exactly
the match and you're going to take time off, take some time off. Take at least 3-4 years, if not 5.
Yeah.
Like, go now. You could go.
Yeah.
Like, he was there to help the company out and appreciate what he did. Goodbye.
Definitely. Like, the Jericho that I used to love, like, WWE in these past few months, it just made me not like Jericho. Like, you don't need to interfere with every young talent to try to put them over, because a lot of these guys were already over. You know, Ambrose was already over. He did need that pay-per-view win, and he got it, I'm glad, but, you know, he didn't need to be put over. It was just a matter of WWE putting him where he needed to be. He did not need, you know, to be put over by Jericho at all. So, good riddance, Jericho. You were really annoying these past few months. You know, if it's, you know, your last, I hope not, because I don't want you to end on that note, because I don't like you anymore.
Like, and I appreciate what he did for the company, and I'm not taking that away from him, because he came back in, and, you know, he had a nice run with AJ, and he was involved, and when you had a lot of injuries, he was there to help you through the injuries, which I can respect, but in the same respect, I'm tired of seeing you now. Jericho has been with the company since 99?
Yeah.
Off and on since 99. It's time to, like, okay, now go play Fozzy. Like, go do something else for a long period of time. For a long period of time. Just not 6 months, 9 months. You know what I'm saying? Come back, oh, I'm here to save you again. And
right.
You're coming out with the same stick, the same tights, the same kick pads, the old man guts coming.
Light bright jacket.
Yeah, the light bright jacket is like, okay, now we're both in agreement. Just bye-bye now.
Yeah.
And that goes into the next match, which was Charlotte versus Natalya. Bret Hart came out with Natalya. Flair came out with Charlotte. Decent match. Wasn't bad. Charlotte worked her behind off.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's daddy. It is what it is. It was a little funny because they did the Montreal screw job on them, which they weren't in Montreal. So somebody has to explain that. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
My phone was trying to act dumb, I'm sorry. Which, it didn't make any sense because they weren't in Montreal. Like, all right, you kicked in the Montreal thing a couple of times and the Montreal screw job with him a couple of different times. Now it's time to let that go. But they went to the Montreal screw job and it ended up with Bret Hart hitting Flair, Natalya
mm-hmm.
hitting Charlotte, and they doing double sharpshooters. Blah, blah. Your champion is still Charlotte. It is what it is. That led into the main event, I want to say. I might be missing something. To the main event, which was Roman Reigns and AJ Styles. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
which led into Vince McMahon coming out.
Yeah.
And Vince McMahon, he was choosing who he wanted to run Raw, was it going to be his son, was it going to be his daughter. He picked both of them. So it's going to lead to more comedy with both of them trying to screw one another to get daddy's attention. I swear, I just went back to 1999, 2000, 2001. It's the same minutia. It's the same garbage just regurgitated again. So, they're both running Raw, so expect to see Shane make up a match and Stephanie a Twisted. Or Stephanie make a match and Shane a Twisted. McMahon did with Flair when they both owned the company and blah, blah, blah. Same garbage. Which
it's good to have a heel in the face, you know, a heel in the face, kind of run it together, you know.
Yeah, but I think we're past that now as far as who's running Raw, because everybody knows this business has been
it's
so
Vince
overexposed.
Anyway.
Yeah, that you know Vince is running everything anyway. So let's just get past all this. But it is what it is. You want to put that spin on it, then put that spin on it. But my thing is, why did you even have that match at WrestleMania?
Exactly.
If you were going to let Shane run the doggone thing anyway. The whole thing with him and Undertaker was stupid. For that much, you could have let the Undertaker wrestle Sting, maybe pay Sting $1 million to do one last match or something. You could have did with the Undertaker.
Right.
Just not had the Undertaker on the card. Him versus Shane meant nothing now because Shane ended up running the damn company anyway.
Right.
Raw, I'm sorry. Anyway.
But
AJ
you know
Styles
this.
Put, go ahead.
There's talks of a brand split, so that could be it. And
what?
I don't know if there's talks of a brand split now. So I don't know if that'll lead to that. You know, somebody runs SmackDown, somebody runs Raw. You know, I don't know if Stephanie's still behind the scenes running SmackDown. You know, that's her baby. But, you know, I think a brand split could be cool.
If you do that, then don't have the same wrestlers working on both shows then. If you want to split the branches, then do like you used to do back in the day. This guy's simply Raw. This guy's simply SmackDown. And that's it. Then you're going to have to split your championship back up again. There's one SmackDown championship, one Raw championship. Like they did before. Which I'm not against it. That way you'd have to hire more wrestlers. I'm not against
it.
That way you get more of these guys. Hire back your Colt Cabanas. Hire back your guys that you didn't have room for before. Bring them back. I could go through a list a mile long of the guys you couldn't use. But you have them start out at NXT, and then you could even have a draft, but not just like a draft like you did before, but have an actual draft saying SmackDown picks this person coming from NXT. Raw picking this person from NXT. And then you bring more people into NXT.
Yeah, that's hot.
But more valuable indie worker style, Ring of Honor style, TNA style wrestlers that's been a little seasoned. That's the one good thing that I'm starting to appreciate about the WWE. And I guess they are finally trying to listen, because you're not just getting these cookie cutter guys that used to play football that say, "Oh, I want to wrestle now." And you teach them how to wrestle right there. These are the guys that everybody recognizes already. You might let them go wrestle in NXT for a little bit so they can get a style to how you run your TV, because everything is so, I'm not going to use the choreograph word, but I guess I just said it. But everything is so limited as far as their TV. We want you to look this way here. We want you to do this there. We want you to do this time. That they have to do time at NXT, which only makes NXT that much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So if they do break up the branches, I think that would be beautiful. And you get more of these guys exposed to your TV, and you get to see more. But if they get, you can see definitely TNA ended after that.
They're scratching now.
I tried to watch TNA last Saturday morning, because it comes on Pop at 11:30 in the morning. It's hard to watch.
Yeah, it is.
It's very hard to watch.
Yeah,
and no disrespect to anybody
there now already.
What'd you say? Say it again, please.
I said a good chunk of their talent's already in, WWE now, so it's kind of over.
if you look at it, it's got Bobby Roode, Austin Aries, AJ Styles, Samoan Joe,
Eric Young,
Eric Young.
Yeah.
It was like, wow.
Just waiting for the Hardys to come home, and then Kurt Angle to come home.
Kurt Angle, I'm surprised, hasn't made it there yet, because his contract's been done with TNA for a while.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't brought him in yet. They must be planning something big, maybe around SummerSlam, because that's when, summertime, everybody's barbecuing, it's American
time.
Yeah,
red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue, yeah. That's when you probably bring Kurt Angle back then. Maybe they want to check him out, make sure he's all cleaned out as far as whatever pain pills he's taken in the past, all out of his system. But eventually, he has to come back. So TNA is on their way out.
Yeah.
Ring of Honor, I think, will somewhat always be there, because they always stayed under the radar so well. And they had their own talent. They didn't rely on ex-WWE guys to come down there. Unless, if they did come down, it was for a short period of time. They had their own stars already built. And you can appreciate that. So, like I was about to say, Reigns got carried again last night.
Oh,
Roman Reigns got carried last night. AJ Styles is phenomenal. Is one of the best in the world. Yeah, I said it. And he proved it last night. He proved that he could main event a pay-per-view and put on a decent match. He showed it last night, because he carried Reigns. And call me a mark, which if anybody's listening that's already wrestling, probably already are. Call me a mark, or you want? I wanted AJ to win so bad last night that I could taste it.
Yes.
Take that belt off of Reigns.
Please.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say because the crowd's not into him. He's not.
No.
He's not the superhero that everybody wants him to be. And everybody in that building was cheering for AJ last night.
Right. Somebody pointed out last night that Styles actually beat Reigns twice within 10 minutes. So, like, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm like, what does that tell you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for, like, Finn to come running out or way in the back of my mind, I was like, all Punk's music is going to hit. It better hit. Anything that just, like, Bray used to say, anyone but Roman.
Anybody but? But I think that might be the whole hook now, that they might keep it on Roman because everybody's like, anybody but Roman. So keep it on Roman
right.
Just to piss people off to make you watch it. Excuse me. Because when Muhammad Ali was boxing, the majority of the time people watched Muhammad Ali's fight to see who was going to beat him.
Yeah.
They were Muhammad Ali fans. They just went, like, a lot of people were fans of Muhammad Ali, but a lot of people weren't. Because they just wanted to see who was going to shut him up.
Right.
It might be that same type of thing. Like, we're going to keep it on just to see who's the one going to fall into the throne, the chosen one. I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy.
Oh.
I'm a good guy.
Oh.
This is not a bad promo. This is not a good promo. This promo just sucks.
It's not a promo.
Yeah, this is just not a promo. Like,
oh
what writer was sitting back there, put that together, need to be fired?
Disgusting.
Fired. Who put that together for him?
Only thing that can say Reigns is the Shield. Not even the heel turn.
That's
the only
thing.
Everybody says, make him heel. No. Put him back in the Shield.
Put the Shield back together and had the Shield go against the Bullet Club and put the, and now led somewhere that they might be trying to do War Games again. If you put together War Games, Shield versus the Bullet Club, I'm marking out.
Yeah.
I'm marking out. I ain't going to hold you.
Wow.
So that was the pay-per-view. It was it was solid. I enjoyed it. It went through fast. Extreme Rules is May 20th, is on its way. We're going to take our second commercial break. And then we're going to come back with some relationship stuff. So hold on to the Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 19.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right. You can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. We're back again. Car Talk, Volume 19. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. I got my guest host here. Alicia Brown.
Yeah.
Then we'll get to the relationship part of the show. But this is not really a relationship question. This is just like something that I observed and I like to get somebody else's opinion on. A friend of mine is getting married. She had her bachelorette party this past Saturday. Now, she didn't want the whole bachelorette stripper type thing going on. All she wanted to do was just have a nice dinner with some of her girlfriends and bug out a little bit, maybe get a little tipsy. Her daughter, her 17-year-old daughter, is in her bridal shower, bridal party, rather, on top of it. So you definitely didn't want the strippers around your 17-year-old daughter. Do you know her girlfriends got pissed off because there were no strippers there? If it was a guy. But it's really up to the person who's getting married if they really want that. Now, I know when I got married, yeah, I wanted some strippers. It was what it was. I like strippers. But if I chose not to, you just got to respect that. And her girlfriend literally had an issue with her having this bachelorette party, one, in a restaurant, and two, there was no male strippers there.
I was going to say, what do you mean you could understand if it was a guy? We have the same wants and urges as guys. Might not be as much, but it's there. Go ahead, continue.
I understand that point. My thing is, majority of guys, when they have bachelor parties, they want somebody to take their clothes off at their bachelor party. It is what it is. And like I said, it's up to that person. And if that's not what she wanted, then you shouldn't have tried to force it on her and to catch an attitude about it. And then she was saying how her daughter was trying to plan the bachelorette party and she was trying to do something a little different. But here you go, her supposed to be girlfriends fighting her about it every step of the way, fighting the daughter about it. Well, how come you're not having a stripper? Why are you having it at this restaurant? You don't know if everybody eats that type of food.
Right.
This, that,
I was going to touch on that. I was going to touch on that. I was going to say, you know, tradition shows that the bridal party is supposed to be in charge of the bachelorette party. So it's not up to the bride to, you know, plan her own party. That's not fair. It's supposed to be a surprise. You know, it's supposed to be, you know, planned by the actual bridal party. So for them to complain and they didn't say, hey, no, we're going to take the reins on this, we're going to pay for it or whatever, that's kind of wrong. So I feel they can't complain on that.
Pretty much where I was getting at. You shouldn't be complaining. Let this girl have exactly what she wanted.
Right.
And go with it from there. Then, on top of it, which I thought was funny, My son took, my youngest son, Juwan, took Rashida, who she's the one who's getting married, took her daughter to her junior prom on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So the same girlfriend who was fussing and arguing, asking 50,000 questions about my son. And when do you mind your own business? Like, I don't know who this chick is. But it's like, she just said, okay, well, who's this guy? She told her, that's James's son.
Wow.
Is he still in school? Where is he going to college at? Are they dating? Is that her boyfriend? Is this your business?
No.
Like, why are you all up in this? You don't know the boy.
Wow.
Like, you know Kyron, but you don't know the boy like that. Why are you asking all these questions?
Yeah.
They went to the prom together because they were cool. They were friends. Why did they have to be, they were dating?
Right.
I'm glad they're not dating, to be honest with you. There's another point I want to go on about that. I'm glad they're not dating. Because if they were dating, and if my son smashed her daughter, it was going to be an issue.
Oh, Lord.
I'm calling it the way it is.
Oh, and Lord.
Hold a second. We got a caller. Welcome to Big Daddy's Hard Talk.
Hey, it's Lady T Philly. How are you?
How you doing?
Hey, Lady T. Hey, you know I got an opinion.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's start with the bachelorette party. One, because the young lady who held it was 17, the older women took advantage of that. They knew they probably could have talked to this young lady.
Let me correct you. The lady who threw it wasn't 17. The lady who threw it, she was 27.
Okay. All right. I will take that back. Then let me start here then. I'll take that back. May I misheard it. I'm at the gym, so bear with me. All right.
Okay,
so the one who's 27, if she wanted strippers and whatnot, what she should have did if that was her girl, go buy her girl's wishes. They could have had dinner. She didn't want
the strippers.
Who didn't want the strippers?
Didn't want the strippers. The other girlfriend who didn't set up the party wanted the strippers.
Then I would have politely told them, once the dinner is over, I'll go into a strip club and have fun. You should respect the person getting married. Same as the bride herself, that's her and her husband's day. That's for them to decide the color, what they eating, what they want, what they don't want. If they don't want a stripper, they don't want a stripper. How do you force that on somebody? And then here comes the time where you stand up to people. If this is my event, if you don't want to do it, please step out. There is a nice way to say that. You can please step out. This is not your wedding. This is not your day. You probably don't even have a man. So please step out.
Totally agree. And that was my issue. Like, her daughter took the reins and put this party together. She knew what her mother wanted. They had a nice dinner. It was karaoke there. I'm not big into karaoke, but if that's what she wanted, fine. They had karaoke. They got, you know, a little tipsy. It was what it was. Meanwhile, you got these old hags who wanted just to see some penis.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. Ain't going to be no strippers. How come there ain't no strippers? How can you have a bachelorette party with no strippers? If you want to go see some penis, go to the club. You can see all the penis you want.
So, and as to the child, so it was somebody else was asking your child questions about you?
No.
With the prom?
It was, again, it was because they went on the prom. They went on her prom. They went on Kyra's prom. Juwan took Kyra to her junior prom last Thursday.
Very nice. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Yes. Thank you. So, afterwards, Rashida's girlfriend asked Rashida 105 questions about my son. Now you was there at the house, which I don't understand why everybody in the neighborhood and their mother have to be at the house when this shit is going on prom now. I don't get that shit.
Excuse me, Big Daddy. The whole neighborhood and then some was at your prom. I digress.
That wasn't my fault. I was pissed off about that. Let's get it straight.
And I think we had lunch meat sandwiches to go with it. So,
No. Let's go back a stage. Let's go back. You're Let's get your story straight. Your parents planned a barbecue on the same day I was going on the prom.
Oh,
and it wasn't even like
okay.
It was the calm side of the family. They invited the niggas. I can say niggas, they invited the niggas. So it was 65 niggas
oh,
in my
so
house
hyped.
While I'm getting ready for the prom.
Dude. Okay, I'm sorry. You know
so
I'm older.
Like,
I might have forgotten.
We invite them or I invite them. I didn't want them there. I didn't want them dirty niggas there putting their hands all over my wife's suit. Eating barbecue and stuff, and they want to come touch me. Now, that wasn't
okay.
Big day.
Okay. Can we come back to 2016?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, dear.
I'm sorry.
Not 1962.
Sorry.
Can we come out in 1962? Come back to 2016.
Lord, take a
it
breather.
It wasn't no damn 1962. It was 1988. Anyway, I'm just saying, that wasn't me. But I'm just saying, going back to what I was saying, that the boy was there with the woman, and she really wanted to ask him all these questions. She could have asked him why he was standing there. Don't wait till the next day and ask the girl's mother all these questions. One. Two, they went to the prom as friends. They were friends. It wasn't about dating. It wasn't about what he's doing with the rest of his life, because really, it ain't nobody's business. All they did was went to the prom,
hey,
and they probably won't see each other again. I highly doubt it. And I'm glad nothing went to happen, because Rashida and I have been friends for over 20 years. Like my son had got them draws, it would have been an issue. It would have been an issue. And I don't want to break
so
up a friendship.
So how did y'all?
Because, go
ahead. How did y'all address the woman? Did y'all say, "Why didn't you ask me?" or whoever she was asking? Hey, I got his phone number. You can ask him directly. See, if people head off
well,
the mess from the beginning.
Well,
Rashida, you know,
she banged the phone on. She was like, "All right, well, I got to go," and just hung up on him. Like, I ain't gonna answer all these questions. If you wouldn't ask him all this shit, you could ask him that.
Yeah.
So she hung
Jamal
up.
Jamal was doing her a favor.
He was. He legit was doing her a favor.
So, you
because
know, well, when they come for you, let them have it.
Because, you know, she didn't have nobody to take. He went with her. The whole thing was kind of sort of a pain in the ass, to be honest with you. But everything came off nicely. They're happy, whatever. They were friends. It doesn't have to be like people could go to the prom without something leading to something later.
I agree with
and
you.
And that's what I'm like.
I agree.
That's what I'm like. Why would you even ask all these questions about this boy?
Well, how about you mind your business? Where was her daughter?
Exactly.
Where was her son?
Exactly.
Did her kid finish school?
I don't know. Like, I think one of her kids is like 15. So next
see,
year,
but I do realize. I'm sorry. I was going to say, I do realize in my age that people know who they can question and who they can't. People don't ask me a lot of dumb questions. You ask me a question once,
no.
You already know where I stand. You know I'm not answering.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm not going there. You know not to come for me unless I send for you. You can eliminate a whole lot of stuff in advance. So clearly, her and Rashida have had questions, talked about people, did stuff before. She knew who to ask. She knew not to ask you. She knew not to ask your wife. She knew who to ask. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't want people approaching you on something, be clear with them. Be straight.
Mm-hmm. Plain language makes for plain understanding.
Yeah. Yes, I've heard that before. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Anything else? Any other questions, Big Daddy, going on? I'm being newsy.
Say what?
Anything else going on?
No, I was about to. That was it. I was about to wrap it up. I appreciate you calling.
Okay. All right. No more. Oh, I probably have. I will be back next week with another relationship question. I just want to get it together. But there was a play this week. It was in West Philly, Olivia Lost and Found. It was very good. A friend of mine was in it. They did do the damn thing. However, and I'm going to put it out there, before people go to plays, they should have a disclaimer
something just like the movies do of the content. So a friend and I went to see, I'm going to make it real quick. A friend and I went to see a play to support another friend who's an actor. And anybody who knows me knows same thing on the side. However, the content of the play was molestation in the family and with the daughter and how she grew up and how it affected her and blah, blah, blah. She had daddy issues, went on to her men and her relationships. However, the movie was very gritty and very graphic. You know, me being out with a friend on a date, you know, ha-ha, we're going to have a great time, got there, and I was very upset with it. A lot of people were. Like, I was just being smacked in the face. And maybe, say if I had issues of my own, daddy issues, like, that brought up a lot of stuff, which I know it was meant to, but I still feel as though they should have had some type of disclaimer or something. This may be disturbing. This may be... I don't think you should throw stuff on people like that. It kind of threw off the rest of the night. It was like, ugh. Hey, how about you go home and I'll go home and I'll catch you later?
Mm.
It's just a comment. I'm just making a colorful comment.
Wow.
Yeah, it was that deep.
I don't even know
what
to say
after
that.
Yeah, we'll bring it back in October. Yeah, we'll bring it back in October. I'm like, yeah, how about not?
And I think that sometimes messages like that has to get out there to get people talking, and it might help somebody who's having an issue with it. But
and
the same
it
respect,
did, and right.
I respect what you're saying. Coming into it, you should know what you're about to walk into, because what if I wasn't ready to deal with that at that moment?
And that's what my friend said. He said, well, I was here with you. You handled it well. He's like, I could have came out with other females, and we would have to left at intermission because they would have been crying all over me. It would have ended. It wouldn't have quite ended just the way that it did with us, just us, you know, going our separate ways. Because it put something on his mind because people in his family had been molested, you know, that came out after the person died. So even as a man, you know, his mind went left too. Like both of us, we was in two different places sitting in the same place. However, I can't give them the benefit of the doubt. At the end of the play, they did have somebody come out. You know, if you have questions, if you want to talk to somebody, you know, if you need counseling or, you know, you want to come to church and let God handle it, which was fine. I'm all for that. But walking in there, Big Daddy, yeah, Lady T got a big smack in the face. That was not the Saturday night I had planned. You know, I got dressed up, did my hair, some lipstick. I was ready. Yeah.
Yes, you did your hair?
You know, I ain't combed it since 1919, you know.
I know.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, people, I'm going to work it out. You know, old girl got a big birthday party coming up. She got to get her sexy back. But I enjoy talking to y'all, and I'll catch y'all next week.
All right.
I appreciate you calling.
All right.
Funny.
Okay. So I want to give a special thanks to my girl, Felicia Brown,
Woo-hoo!
For helping me out today. Hold on a second, okay, because we got to take one more break, and then we're going to end it. So hold on, everybody. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 19.
Totally Driven. Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart family dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
And we're back. We're back, and we're about to take this show home. Jen, first of all, I'm going to say this real quick. Excuse me. I don't know if I was supposed to say this, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. If I get in trouble for it, so be it. The Totally Driven Network smashed records this past month as far as people calling in, as far as people listening, as far as the downloads. So I want to thank everybody who's listening to any show on the Totally Driven Network, the ones we just got done talking about. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I just want to thank anybody that's calling in or listening to these shows. And I want to especially thank Bay Ragney for allowing this to go down. He's the man. Him and I dealt in business a while ago. And he allowed for me to have a platform where I could talk as much trash as I can. And I thank him for that. I also want to thank my co-host, Big Booty Trudy, Faye Elise, Faye Jackson. She couldn't make it tonight, but she's a part of it since day one. And I want to especially thank her for what she's done. I want to thank you, Felicia Brown, for one, helping me out tonight as far as co-hosting with me. And trust me, you'll be back again sooner than you think.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Sooner than you think, because you know, I have some ideas run through my head, but I'll talk to you about that another time.
Yeah, all right.
And I want to thank all that I've had come through that have been guests on this show. I want to thank all the people who called, and I want to thank Lady T. Everybody knows that's my sister, and I love her to death. I appreciate her call because she's not afraid to say what she feels. And she's always been like that since we were kids. And if she has an opinion about something, she's going to let you know. You know, thank my man George, who calls every week with his opinion. You know, I've never physically met this man before in my life, but I'm glad that we became friends as via Facebook. I appreciate that. And Facebook is not always the devil, because you can't meet some nice people on Facebook. Anything you want to say?
No, it is Teacher Appreciation Week. That is something that resonates big with me. I am a director of a school, and I still teach. So please try to thank a teacher. You know, so many parents want to come in and yell at us and say we're not doing our jobs. But, you know, in those 8 hours that your child's at school, we are the parents. So please, please thank the teacher and give us gifts. Thank you.
Now, that note, there's three different types of people in the world, those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Big Daddy and my girl, Felicia Brown, that make things happen. Good night, God bless, and I will talk to everybody next Monday.
Later, everybody.